James, talk about what you saw in film. It seemed like you guys were moving people.
Yeah, Saturday we did a better job being physical. You know, we were a lot more consistent up front, which obviously did wonders for our running game. So, you know, it's something obviously we want to build on and start to continue to develop a little bit more of an identity.
Do you get to see Wiseman kind of trucking some of those safeties there down the field?
In the game, not as much. You know, you just kind of hear the crowd erupt. And, you know, we all know Mark's personality and the type of runner he is. So, we were able to piece it together. But then, you know, after seeing it on tape, the things he was doing was incredible.
How does that type of style affect your blocking, if at all? I mean, if you got a guy that's back there that you know might cut back at any moment, maybe you hold a block longer, he doesn't seem to be a guy that's going to juke or fake anybody out.
Yeah, you know, it helps knowing what kind of back's back there so you can kind of alter the way you block. But, you know, Mark's kind of hit the hole, and then he's not really going to make a move. He's going to try and run over guys. So, you know, obviously it brings a lot of energy to the team. And, you know, I think it got the crowd going, which in turn got us going. So, you know, overall it had a great effect.
How much of an impact does that have when you just consider, the tough-minded attitude he comes in with when he is on the field?
Like I said, I mean, I think it just gets everybody really excited, and it gets the juice flowing through everybody. And, you know, when you have the energy levels up high in the huddle, I think in return, you know, what you're able to do on the field is going to just, you know, skyrocket.
James, we had spent the first 2 weeks sitting here asking you guys, what's wrong with the offense? So that is, you kind of look back, is it kind of almost funny to think that maybe one of the guys that helped get you over that was just Mark Wiseman coming in and just demolishing people?
Yeah, you know, it's funny the difference one player can make. But like you said, if you get a guy in there who can just get everybody going, you know, maybe that's all it takes. And, you know, now it's, can we build on that? Can we keep moving forward as an offense? You know, we're young in some positions, but, you know, we need to keep taking those steps forward.
And if you look at whoever was carrying the football, it seemed like they're having success. I mean, Amon was having a great game before he got injured. Garmin did well, too. What does that say about you guys up front? It seems like you're gelling really well.
Yeah, like I said, you know, we were able to take some positive steps forward, but, you know, we can't discredit those backs. I mean, Mark made a lot of those yards on his own, and Damian made some great cuts back there. So, you know, those guys really deserve all the credit. Up front, we just need to do a better job communicating. There's still a lot of things we can improve on, and this week, hopefully, we can continue to take steps forward.
How important is this week to continue those? Steps. I mean, you want to win and you want to win every game, but it seems like with this young team, it's about making progress every game.
Yeah, exactly. We're a really young football team, so obviously we can't afford not to improve every week. And then, you know, with Big Ten play right around the corner, then you're going to be playing extremely talented teams that everyone's capable of beating you. Not to discredit Central Michigan, they're a great football team as well. So, you know, we just want to start, you know, really taking those big steps forward. But we understand that starts today on Tuesday, and we need to, you know, make the smaller ones first.
What do you know about Central Michigan? What have you seen?
They're a fundamentally sound football team. They bring a lot of pressure. They do it out of a lot of different looks. They do a great job, you know, given the amount of different looks they can present. It seems like they do a great job, you know, holding their gaps, their assignments. So we're going to have our work cut out for us this Saturday.
How different are those looks? And, like, what are some examples of those things that you see that?
You know, they're a team that plays different fronts, not necessarily three-man fronts as much, but they present different looks with their four or down. You know, they got their linebackers. They can rotate their safeties into the box a little bit differently, kind of similar to Northern Iowa. But it can present a challenge when you're identifying the front if you're not prepared. So, you know, we need to take advantage of every opportunity this week.
You talked about it a little bit, but is Merck's play, is Merck's smile, the way he's out there doing that, is that infectious to other players?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the best way to describe Mark is he's your typical Iowa football player. I think he is a great reflection of this program, just kind of wants to contribute any way possible. He's a great team guy. You know, he's quick to, you know, pass, you know, the success to other guys. But, you know, Saturday he did that all out on his own. He deserves all the credit. But, you know, he's just a great example of what it means to be an Iowa Hawkeye.